Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. Wow, it is the day after Valentine's Day. How are we feeling? This is going to be an intense episode, I have to say. And firstly, I hope that all goes well in regards to the audio. I've really been working on fixing the audio, especially in the past couple of episodes. So I hope that that has made a difference because I did get some feedback from you guys telling me that the volume has been low in the past. So hopefully I resolve the issue and yeah, and we got that squared away. So update, I've been busy as usual in the past couple of months specifically, but all good stuff. And I'm really looking forward to, as you guys know, speaking on the two panels for Podcast Movement. And there have been a lot of opportunities that, thank God, have been placed in my life for traveling and being a guest. And I really am going to make sure that I'm taking those opportunities instead of maybe settling just for the Zoom call. I'll go fly out and actually be on people's show and their podcasts and things like that. I think that's super special. And I am going to let you guys in on a little secret that Quality Queen Control will be in the very, very, very near future turning into a visual podcast. So of course, that does not mean that you listening to this right now, that all of a sudden anything's going to change. If anything, there's just an addition to the fact that you will be able to see me as well as hear me. Everyone has their own way in how they like to consume content. So I just want to make sure that I'm catering to all of those audiences. I think that's fair. So yes, I wanted to let you guys in on that. I have been holding that in for quite some time. And I don't know why. I just felt like, let me just let them know that I'm going to be doing that. So that is super exciting, guys. Like, never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that that would ever be something that I even wanted to do. I mean, I know people have mentioned it to me so many times in the past, but I never really felt the urgency to do it. And the stars aligned where I was presented with an opportunity that I am able to, you know, have a space where I can have, you know, my own setup and things like that. So that means that I will be able to incorporate having guests in real time on my podcast and things like that. So I'm super excited and really all good things, guys. And there's so much that I'm learning and working on so that one day I will be able to tell my story with you guys. And another major announcement, wow, I'm just dropping everything today. I am officially writing a book. I know this has been highly requested for many years since I started my channel. And my last major announcement is that I will officially be resuming all content on YouTube. I know what you guys like. I know what you guys love. And also, if you are listening to this, feel free to DM me. I do try and answer as many people as possible. I will say, I'm very much open to suggestions and things like that. However, as it pertains to personal situations, the best way to get in contact with me is through Wizio at the moment, where I have consults, and you can find the link for that either in the show notes or in my Instagram bio. So let's get into today's episode. We're going to be talking about breaking up for the breakthrough. And I know it's like, Aisha, wait a second, girl. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. But you know what I've noticed in the climate currently? That a lot of people are not really posting these grandiose things. Remember as recent as maybe even last year, where it's like some people are dreading Valentine's Day, where it's like, oh man, like what show do I have to put on to make it look like I have something going on? We have people that may stage things, like people sent them things, but maybe they haven't. I don't know. Or maybe guys feel pressure. Of course, guys, you know, I'm sure feel pressure. Apply the pressure, please, to, you know, make it special. And then that's, you know, then you have all the side jokes of, ooh, we're going to find out who's the main chick and who's the side chick and all these different things. And it's just this year, I've noticed that it's been more low key, which I appreciate. You know, I'm not a very flashy person at all. I'm a very private person. So anything that I'm doing, especially the more significant it is, the more no one will know about it. So that's just how I naturally am. I can't help it. It's in my nature. So I really did appreciate that too, because I don't know, maybe it's also the space and that I'm in too and how I am, where I feel like that's probably being reflected back to me. So that's probably just what I see on my end, but maybe it's different for you. Needless to say, I really felt led to talk about this topic because it is so important for us to break up with what isn't working. There is no such thing as an if in situations, because it worked out exactly the way it was supposed to. I can't tell you how many times I went back and forth with myself of, oh, if I do this, then it'll change this outcome. Oh, if I would have said this, then do you think he would have said this? No, because we've all experienced, as women, you can't push away someone that actually wants to be with you. You genuinely can't. Guys that were genuinely not even interested in, like never giving up, not taking a hint, you're literally ignoring them. You're not even engaging with them and they're not giving up. And I just don't believe in missed opportunities for the most part. I don't. And I also feel that this is the year of picking a side in many, many ways, right? It is the year of light and darkness. You're either on the side of light, God, Jesus Christ, or you're on the dark side. We all know what that is. But as it pertains to this episode, in terms of picking a side, it is growth or it's comfort. Yes, it's weakness or it's wins. It's hindering or it's helping. And I was having a discussion with a couple of friends after church on Sunday, and I said something that I found to be very profound, where I told them, I said, listen, whenever you keep crutches, you will stay injured. Because at a certain point, a crutch, you can argue, is to aid, help you kind of return to optimal health, whatever that injury may be. But in therapy, physical therapy, you got to lose those crutches. You got to walk on that leg. You got to bend that arm. You got to rotate that wrist. And if you're not pushed to do so, you'll never try, because there's no reason. There's nothing that's prompting you to go and rotate that wrist, to bend that leg, to walk on that leg, to bend that arm. There's no reason to. So this is the year of picking what side you're going to be on. And when you have not invested enough in yourself, you're not going to see the value in your hard work or your investment at all. So anyone can interrupt that work that's in progress. Or if you haven't even begun the work, it's going to put you on a detour. So instead of investing in yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, you either invest that into someone else completely and lose yourself in that. And in the end, inevitably, you're going to lose yourself. Really, that's the reality. Or you invest in your, when you invest in yourself and you're going through that process and you get interrupted and you allow yourself to be distracted, then you're probably going to feel like, oh, I wasted my time. Then you either blame life or whatever circumstances, and you could play victim possibly. Why is this happening to me? Or you can say, listen, now I know better for next time. Because like I always say, guys, the only way out is through. Here's what I want you guys to practice. Practice radical acceptance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And be balanced in all the in all things, right? I always promote that and encourage that. Balance in all things. If it's not working, radical acceptance. Okay, you know what? I'm done pushing against the wind. Because it's so interesting what we choose to accept. And we opt to not accept the writing on the wall, but we're going to accept being mistreated and try and change those circumstances. But you can't change people, especially because half of the time, a lot of people don't even know themselves. So here you are trying to change for someone who doesn't even know themselves. Let's leave the toxicity for ourselves. Make that decision. You're leaving him for you, because strength comes from leaving toxicity, not staying. So whatever you force is not sustainable. And I've told you guys this a million times. God hears conversations you didn't, intentions that you were not aware of. He knows. And that's why things are happening the way that they're happening. And you think that sticking by his side or staying in there for all these years is, you wear it like some sort of badge of honor. Like, I got to stick this through. What does this mean if I've been in this relationship for X amount of time? Or how would this look to my friends? Or I don't want to spend Valentine's Day alone. I mean, I at least want to have a good experience. Like, what am I going to do? And regardless, suffering is suffering, okay? Whether you do it today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next 5 years, 7 years, it's going to feel the same, if not actually worse. And I know we find ourselves in situations where it's hard to leave because you justify the time you spent with them, you know. Oh, I know this person. I like this person. And then you maximize all of the good without realizing that, to be honest, the cons definitely outweigh the pros. And because for some of you, it's the closest you feel like you've ever gotten to maybe your idea of perfect, or in comparison to everyone else, this is the best that it has gotten for you. Well, you just want to settle where you are because you have this picture in your head of how things should go. And what is everyone going to think if we break up, and all these different things. And let me tell you this right here and right now. Babe, you are not alone. You are not alone. I've been through that before where it's like, oh man, can I talk about it? I had to make some serious, hardcore decisions that were earth-shattering. And oh my gosh, when it rains, it pours. I really stand by that. When it rains, it pours. And it was just horrific, emotionally devastating. Like, seriously. But I had to make difficult decisions because once I realized, hey, I love you genuinely, but this isn't working out. An adult decision is not waiting until things have to get so bad. It's just a matter of we tried and it didn't work. And that's okay. People like to abort mission when it's too late. When you already know what it is that's going on because you think, again, the ends justify the means, and they don't. So I found myself at one point, oh man, like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to pull the cord because, well, birthdays, holidays, da, 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 da. Next thing I know, I'm going down the list. We're 6 months out of holidays that I've listed in my head, and the time just felt like it was never right. So then I was sitting with that guilt of, I can't do this because the birthday and then, oh, and the Valentine's Day and then like Thanksgiving, Christmas, like every single holiday you can think of. Yeah, there's always going to be a reason to not do the next best thing. You can always justify your comfort and staying in a comforting position and or place, be complacent. There's always going to be justification for that. But what's going in has to come out. And this is why being anchored in faith and imparting in yourself truth, staying connected to God. You know, God is so important because it's in the transition of things, right? That it's a very tricky time where it's so easy to, well, to be honest, at any moment, it does get feel like it's easy to fall off the bandwagon. But especially in the midst of transition, you're going to want to give up. You're going to want to resort back to old patterns because it's comfortable. But you have to do the work to get on the other side. So you create scenarios. Can we talk about this? No, do not turn this off. You need to hear this. You're getting drunk. You're going out with your friends so that you can figure out some sort of way to numb yourself to justify why you're behaving in a certain manner. I'm going to get drunk so I can call him. That way, when you wake up in the morning, you can blame it on, sorry, I didn't mean to call you. I was just drunk. Babe, we caught on to you. It's sad. I just called you out and you got to have radical acceptance in what it is that you just did. Stop it, please. Cut it out. You have to get to a point where you have to make these tough decisions. Because a part of healing is missing someone. We all have had good times and experiences with people. Come on, guys. Like, this isn't something that's super unique. We've all had great experiences with people. We've all wanted things to work out and they haven't. We've all been there. We've all experienced something that may feel like rejection. But you have to break up with everything that isn't working so you can get the breakthrough. And that is the key. That is the key on how you detach from situations and things. That is the detachment. It is attaching yourself to the one and only thing that is sustainable, which is activating your faith and trusting genuinely that God has the best plan for you. We blindly trust everything else. You've seen the writing on the wall with this guy, okay? He has you. He has you in, you think you're involved with one other girl, but really it's a bunch of you guys. It's a harem of women that he's rotating on a weekly basis. And you have no idea what it is that you're in for. You think you're going to win. You think you're going to compete. All of these different things, you're just losing yourself. Let me tell you something. Been there. Uh-huh. Yeah, you heard that right. You heard that very correctly. I was in a crazy dynamic. Thank God. Lesson learned. It was a one and it was a done, okay? Where this guy I was dating. Oh, God. It was so toxic. I have never in my existence ever dealt with anything as toxic as that man was. I mean, truly and sincerely. Thank God for it that I have not experienced that ever in my life again. But because of the fact that at the time when I was experiencing it, I had nothing to compare it to. I had no idea that I was already trapped before I realized I was trapped. It's like, it reminds me of that saying that Drake said, if you're reading this, it's too late. Like, that's literally what it felt like. And I thought that, like, oh, like, surely this person has to go. Like, this, she knows this is my man. Girl, it was nothing of the sort. I mean, this man was for everybody, okay? Like, this man was absolutely ridiculous. He was insane. And I didn't even realize half of the people that he was actually seeing and things like that. It was insane how far some people will go. Anyways, let me bring it back in. Toxic. I had to trust, because let me tell you something, and I'm speaking to someone out there. You really do have to trust God, babe. It is time. It is definitely time, because you are hitting rock bottom. You got to choose to go up, because there, nothing is lower than this. And in a way, that's kind of a beautiful thing, right? Everything is spiritual. And that's why it is so hard to get past situations and relationships, especially when you're intimate with someone, because it makes us feel almost like our best, like everything, right? You're giving your body to someone. You're dedicated to them. You're in a relationship with them. And it still wasn't enough. So I can imagine, yeah, it feels like the ultimate rejection. So you mean to tell me that I just dedicated 6 months of my life to you? I was intimate with you, sharing my body with you, all these different things. And okay, wow. And I gave you everything? And that is not good enough for you? Like, what exactly is it that you're not getting? What's not clicking? Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, I understand it can translate as rejection. So you're naturally going to spiral. But I want to challenge you to activate the power of prayer. Oh, Aisha, what? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want you to activate the power of prayer. Cut it out and cut it off. And in order to break strongholds over your life, that's what it's called. You have to realize your power. You have to know your power. And that is the one thing, like, that's why one of my favorite scriptures is actually in Ephesians. It is, I mean, truly, this was a scripture that really got me by, where it says in Ephesians, like, 6:11, like, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. That could mean anything. What does the devil essentially want to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. That can come in, well, many forms, okay? It's very easy to get crafty. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. My main point of what I love about Ephesians 6:11 particularly is just putting on the full armor. And the armor, I can go on about that, but it's putting on God's armor, essentially. Protection. I'm paraphrasing here. Over your life. And me realizing in the trials and tribulations and circumstances that I've endured, realizing that I really do have power to speak against these things, to command certain things out of my life, to really build that relationship in my prayer life and connection with God so that I really know my power. And it was in that, like, consistency and discipline and doing my due diligence with being consistent with activating my faith, that I realized, like, wow, I am so resilient. I am a fighter. I have, like, I'm strong. I'm way stronger than I realized. And that's what you have to do too. In order to break up with your past, or whatever is not working for you anymore or no longer serving you, no more justifying the past or romanticizing what was. Because we have all this time and energy to do that for other people. But when it comes to facing the music, doing it for ourselves, you all of a sudden lose motivation. And if you think about it, that doesn't even make any sense. We expect something from others that we aren't even willing to give ourselves. And then you constantly, when you're constantly living in a state of justifying actions, you're going to produce fruit that is also the same, where you're very, well, lax on things. You're going to be the same way when it comes to your boundaries or lack thereof with others. Because if you can't hold to your word, why should other people? And if they don't, you're going to be like, okay. Especially when there's feelings involved. But when you put your foot down and you know that you stand firm on your word and you honor your words to yourself, oh gosh, when someone else isn't reciprocating that at the very least, it's done. No excuses. It's over. And I mean that. And you absolutely can get to that place. So me even giving you that scripture, I highly suggest for you guys to find a scripture that resonates with you. Remember, like I said, constantly having a crutch will keep you injured. And a lot of us are using crushes as crutches. Oh, you always got to have someone in the background. Enough. Choose you. Seriously. Because honestly, you have to at this point. It's getting crazy. There is no one in this life that will be successful and whole without ever having periods of solitude where you're dedicating to learning about yourself and reflecting on what worked and what didn't work. And the interesting thing about this is that regardless of even choosing comfortability in situations, it will still blow up in your face if it's not God's will for you. That's the hilarious part. Like Kiki Palmer says, the gag is, it will still blow up in your face. So there just comes a time and point where you have to choose strength. That's where we're at right now. Otherwise, well, you're going to be miserable regardless, right? It's like choosing the misery that you want to endure. Okay, you have option A. You take the misery of comfort and thinking things could change, and they have proven not to be so, or the temporary misery of being uncomfortable because you have no idea what's next, but what it produces is something that is so much bigger than yourself. There's actually happiness on the other side of that. Nothing outside of yourself which will truly give you sustainable happiness. And this is why when people are serial daters, serial monogamous, it's not sustainable. You cannot be solely reliant on external things and expect that to permeate internally and stick. It doesn't work that way. You know, my friend Stefan Speaks, I'm sure you guys know him. We're actually going to have him on the podcast in the very near future as well. He said a quote that I love, and he said, stop changing who you are for people that don't know themselves. The feeling of redemption and restoration that God provides is truly unmatched. And that peace that surpasses all understanding, he provides you. But you have to meet him in the middle. Relationships are work. So why not break up with what was so that you can get a breakthrough for what should be in your life right now. And when you are broken, you're prime for something to pour into yourself. So pour the right thing, pour truth. Let God pour into you. Allow him to do that. Let that be your relationship goals. Everyone always talks about relationship goals. Let that be your relationship goal. One thing that I found to be so profound in my journey is that you're actually not alone. And I know we always hear this, you're not alone, girl. But I would still experience that at times, that feeling, even though I knew that actually weren't true. The place that I'm at right now in my relationship with God is I genuinely do not feel alone. Like when I tell you I get in my car, I'm talking to him in between destinations. It's literally a conversation that I'm having with him multiple times a day, anytime I want, because I realize I can access this. I can access him essentially anytime I want. That's when I realized that when I started treating it like a loving relationship is when I said, wow, I'm really not alone at all. It all goes back to radical acceptance of the truth. You have to know what the truth is. Pour that into yourself. You have to understand that so that you can know how you can move forward. And you have to unmask and reveal a lot of things in order to get revelation. We're human beings. It's natural. We want to search constantly for answers in things. And I read a quote that I actually really liked. And it said, if your heart is full of fear, you won't seek truth. You'll seek security. If a heart is full of love, it will have a limbering effect on the mind. Now, I love this quote by William Sloan Coffin Jr. because, firstly, I love the first beginning. If your heart is full of fear, you won't seek truth, you'll seek security, because you just want to feel good. You just want to feel comfortable. And the thing is, I'm not here to demonize that. I'm not an alien. I'm a human just like everyone else. But how we go about seeking that security is where we get ourselves into trouble a lot of times, because we should be seeking that security from God. There's a scripture, I am paraphrasing, it's in Ephesians for sure, but it basically says it's in God we find who we are and what we are living for, or and who we are living for. And I love that scripture because there is so much peace and purpose in going about your journey in this way. So no matter how long you've been in a situationship or relationship, you can absolutely be redeemed. You can absolutely let go of it. You absolutely can move on. I'm telling you this from experience. I know how it feels to genuinely, like you can't even think about the person without tearing up or maybe getting upset or angry. Again, you're thinking about the holidays, the birthdays, all the things you'll be missing. But what you will gain is perspective and wisdom and strength. And that will permeate into other areas of your life where all of a sudden you turn around and you begin to cultivate the discipline of respecting yourself and really standing firm in those boundaries and really making all of those hardships worth the tears and the pain. Because when you are broken, you become a vessel for anything to fill that space. So remember, because when you are breaking up with the old to break through to the new, you have to choose freedom over fear. right? Redemption over recycling patterns. And it's time. This is the time. The test is for the testimony. And I want you guys to know you absolutely can do it. You absolutely can. The amount of times that I've gotten feedback from you guys saying like, Aisha, I watched this video, all these different things, and I was able to find the courage to leave this relationship, get out of this toxic situation. And when I tell you guys that, it truly warms my heart and it empowers me as it's empowering you. I mean, it truly just is such a beautiful thing to witness where you guys are feeling compelled to say, Aisha, I have to let you know that what you said resonated with me and it worked. I mean, it warms my heart truly, and I really appreciate you guys. So I want you guys to keep this in mind that you need to break up with what you're used to, those old patterns, in order to get your breakthrough. It's still only the second month of the year. You can still make tomorrow a better day, a different day, and then you're going to keep on making that decision daily, and I promise you it's going to pay off. So with that being said, angels, do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I will speak to you guys in my next episode. Mwah.